Accessibility Advisory Council. It's Friday, October 4th, 2 p.m. In the room with me here, I have...
Jim Hammers.
Mohammed Dani.
Chris Howell.
Tom Campbell.
Justin Vogel.
We would ask you to remember that... please do try not to speak unless we ask you, you know, go and ask you to speak for your waiver. Remember that other people are on this phone call, so we can try to keep excessive background noise down. I would like to start off with doing a roll call with our members first. Joe Delvecchio.
I'm present.
Beth Meyer. Beth Meyer, are you on the phone? James Woolihan.
Here.
Paul Vixney.
Here.
Lois, Darlene Lovell Crowe. Darlene, are you on the call? Okay. Allison Klein. Paul Martell. All right, so we're missing Beth Meyer, Lois, Darlene, Lovell Crowe, Allison Klein, Paul Martell.
Here.
Good. That's Paul Martell.
Here.
Okay.
You got a quorum. So.
All right. We have a quorum. Has anybody else?
This is Beth Meyer.
Okay. Hey, Beth.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem. Darlene Lovell Crowe, are you on the call? Allison Klein? All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started with this meeting. Joe, would you like to run the meeting, or would you like me to?
Chip, if you could handle the formalities, I would appreciate it.
Well, I'll do my best. Thank you. First, we'd like to approve the minutes. Approve the agenda for today. Do we have a motion for that? All right, we'll go with Paul Vixney. Can I get a second on that?
This is Beth Meyer, our second.
All right, thank
moving
you.
The agenda.
Thank you, Beth. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. The agenda is approved. Next, we'd like to approve the minutes from Thursday, August 1st, 2019. Do I have a motion?
This is Joe Delvecchio. I make a motion to approve the minutes last meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joe. Do we have a second?
I hold it for a second.
Yep. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Next, we'll have the commission's actions on the August 2019 waiver.
Yeah.
Applications from Mohammed Dani.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mohammed Dani. This is mainly is included in the agenda just for your information. Based on what's been posted, mainly the commission actions on the waiver from the last meeting were consistent with your action on them as of August 1st. Thank you.
Okay. First waiver we have before us today is Carpenter Shop Center Incorporated. Waiver number 380. Do we have anybody on the line from Carpenter Shop Center Incorporated?
Yes, sir.
This is Gail Dewey. And also Clint Wilder, one of the officers.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and read the analysis that we have for the project. The issue is vertical accessibility of the mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is under construction. The compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $25,832.50. The project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years equal $78,211.50, which equals a 33% economic threshold. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the mezzanine of a one-story after-school care with 6,405 square feet. The applicant is renovating the mezzanine to become a music lab with 1,025 square feet. The project cost is $40,423 for the alteration and $37,788.50 was spent in the past 3 years to make the classrooms and repair the building. To make it ADA compliant, $7,211.50 was spent on new toilets, high-low water fountain ramps, and handrails. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, new finishes, fixtures, and adding a fire escape. The applicant submitted estimates of $18,621 and $30,708.50 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
You want to give that?
Would the applicant like to add in anything to that?
The only thing I would like to add, let me go ahead, Gail, first. Okay. The only thing I'd like to add is that the scope and size of our budget, if we had to put in this lift, it would take away substantially from the programs that we are currently offering our kids. And for a lift that essentially would provide no additional access, because most of our square footage is downstairs where we have 100% accessibility to all the bathrooms and everything, all the fire escapes, all the ramps, everything else. And if a need did arise where we had to have wheelchair access, and that's really all we're talking about here, we would be able to accommodate that 100% in one of our five downstairs rooms. And that's really all I had to add to our.
Okay, great.
I have a question, Paul Martel.
Sure, go ahead, Paul.
So you're telling me if you had someone who used a wheelchair and wanted to participate in a music program, then you'd move the music program downstairs?
That's correct. Well, we actually have a music program now. A portion of that, mainly the chorus portion, would move upstairs once we had that. Now, and the instrumental portion of our music program will remain downstairs. If we had a student that was wheelchair bound or in some other way not able to make it upstairs, we would move the program downstairs and shift another classroom upstairs. We would be as accommodating as we possibly could, and you know, our desire obviously is to make the whole facility accessible, and we do that, like I said, downstairs with five different classrooms, all of our bathrooms. The only area upstairs is literally a classroom space or a lab space where we would, our plans right now are just to have that as a chorus room. Did that answer your question? I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
All right, any other comments or questions?
Well, only comment that I would have to tap into what Paul said. It's just really, I'm really glad to hear you say that you're gonna provide that, because it's the whole spirit of why we're here is making sure people have access. But when you talk about students, it's even, you know, even more important that they're being able to, you know, experience this. So I appreciate the program accessibility, even though that doesn't have anything to do with what we're doing, but it makes it very a sticking point when you're talking about not allowing access. So that's great to hear that you're going to be moving those things downstairs if necessary, instead of just turning someone away. So, I mean, with that statement, I would support.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
Sure. Yes, this is Joe DeVecchio. I believe that everything is well intended from what I've heard, and I'm going to go forward and move to recommend that the Florida Building Commission approve this request for waiver on the grounds of economic hardship.
Do we have a second?
This is Jim. I'd like to second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passes unanimously. Next up is Villa Sofia, waiver 338. Is anybody on the line?
Yes, we are. This is Thomas Weber, the architect, and I'm also here with Mauricio Salazar, architect as well.
Okay, great.
And thank you, gentlemen. At this point, while we're at the carpenter shop, didn't mean to interrupt, but we have to go pick up kids. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Just to let you know, the next step will be with the building commission meeting in a couple of weeks. So.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I will go ahead and start with the analysis for Villa Sofa. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor and change of use of two existing two-story apartment buildings constructed in 1929 to a hotel with 14 units and one apartment for an on-site property manager. The project cost is $1,500,000 for the alteration. The alteration will include new accessible room, two garbage rooms, two stairwells, corridors, and both interior and exterior handicap access ramps and routes. The applicant stated that due to the configuration of new ramps and reduction of square footage, there's inadequate space for a new elevator. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical and feasibility. Would the applicant like to state anything else?
Sure, this is Thomas Weber again. Look, in general, these are old buildings for the state of Florida, really, 1929. There's actually four of these two-story buildings right beside each other down, this is south of 5th. We call it Villa Sophie, south of 5th. Our client bought the two in the middle, and there's very, very little space, to get you up into the building in general. But one of the things we actually did is we unified the properties just so we could get a handicap accessible ramp to everything on the first level. We created a fully handicap accessible room and bathroom on that level. And we have multiple other rooms on that level. We don't have anything on the roof. There's no rooftop bar. There's nothing that isn't on the first floor that there's nothing on the second floor that isn't on the first floor. So we were able to, that was kind of our biggest piece of this. We really, the unique thing that happened to us is the city of Miami Beach, these buildings are actually, believe it or not, too large for the current zoning code, the way that it works, the FAR. So we actually had to subtract. If you look at the floor plans closely that we sent to you, the garbage rooms are actually double height space all the way up to the top. We weren't able to, we were able to utilize all this square footage in the place. And they stood by their ground. They would not let us infill these places and increase the square footage. And we didn't add anything to the building. You know what I mean? There's no true additions. So between the lack of square footage in the FAR and us, we felt as though that we were being accommodating and getting everything we possibly could onto the first floor. Then we're kindly requesting a waiver for the vertical accessibility.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Weber. Does the council have any questions or comments?
Yeah, this is Paul Martell. A question regarding the 20% requirement for to spend on accessible features.
That doesn't.
The applicant met that.
That's not part of claiming technical feasibility. That would be if they were claiming disproportionate costs. But that number doesn't come into play when you have situations of this type of application.
Oh, okay. So based on what they've chosen as far as the waiver request, that would only kick in if they if it had been a hardship. Is that correct?
Yeah, if they were claiming the financial hardship, then the 20% would kick in. But this is more due to just the technical and feasibility of not having location or, you know, where they can't fit it in or the building wouldn't structurally withstand putting in an elevator and the elevator shaft and all that.
Yeah, this is Momandani. I think the applicant has the option to choose the criteria that
sure.
for compliance. And in this case, as you know, there is this disproportionate cost one way. The other one is the technical infeasibility.
Historic. Yeah.
You know, so at this point, the applicant chose the technical infeasibility as a mean of compliance.
Okay. And that's solely based on the applicant's sole choice, correct?
Yes.
There was no recommendation made to him by an architect or anybody else?
This is an architect online. And that's also another thing. It's not typically to claim technical infeasibility. We typically have where it's an actual architect that is stated due to the structure. They claim the technical infeasibility. It's not just basically say somebody that bought a building and said, "Well, I don't think my building can take it. You know, take the weight load or." It is from a design professional.
Yeah, this is Momandani. Also, on the analysis, if you see on the front, it provides you with what is a technical infeasible, and it says, is the structure built in a way that would otherwise place unnecessary, unreasonable, and extreme hardship on the applicant if they were required to provide accessibility? And some of the tests or the question, has the applicant provided commentary from a licensed designer professional, which they did, would have to rebuild, demolish, encroach on a property line, etc., which it seems they have a limitation in the space and all that. So so they do have the information to back up the technical infeasibility as stated by the architect. And plus they provide accessible rooms in the first floor as meeting the ADA and the standards.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
This is Joe DelVecchio. First, I'd like to commend the principals of the project. I believe that They have made some very good choices in respect to accessibility, and I want to congratulate them on that. In that regard, I'm going to move that they're granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibilities on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Do we have a second?
I call Vixie second.
All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Darlene, are you on the call now?
Yes, I just got on the call. My computer crashed, and I'm on the iPhone. Took me forever to put the iCell number in, but I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All those opposed?
Well,
I'm so sorry. What was that? All right. So it passes unanimously. All right. Next is
I'd like to thank everyone on the board, Chip. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure, Mr. Weber. All right. Next up, we have Bali High Beach Resort, waiver number 413. Is anybody on the phone from Bali High Beach Resort?
Yes, this is Sean Luttrell with Luttrell Architecture, representing the ownership of Bali High.
Okay. The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is in plan review. The compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $303,432. The project construction costs and construction costs over the past 3 years is $669,620.26. Which comes out to a 45% economic threshold. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story hotel with 20,066 square feet and 24 units. The project includes exterior restoration, renovation of all the rooms, ADA upgrades to two units, $51,070, at the ground level in close proximity to the office with new ADA parking provided immediately outside of these units, $8,000. An accessible path is being provided for parking to the check-in office, $5,000. ADA guest suites and all of communal amenities of the property, including a new pool deck with appropriate ADA access, $35,000. The project cost is $669,620.26 for the alteration. Estimates of $204,362 and $211,979 for an elevator with associated costs were submitted. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Sean, would you like to make any comments?
Sure, I can kind of go through it briefly, but you've done a really good job of summarizing it there. This is, of course, a 24-unit hotel, and as a result of that, the entire complex is multiple buildings. So this particular building that we're renovating is two stories, 24 units, and as such, there's an additional building that has, I believe, 20 units. Within that. So we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves and taking care of the upgrades for ADA purposes for the rooms at this point. So we're going ahead and taking care of two of those units. We're actually in the process now of demolishing those rooms and reconfiguring them completely for ADA purposes. So those rooms will be fully accessible for two units. In addition to that, we're making two units accessible or at least appropriate for hearing impairment. And so that's taking place at the same time as this. Additionally, there was one handicap parking, which what really wasn't a handicap parking. It doesn't meet anything close to the current standards. So we are removing that parking spot, adding two parking spots with an actual code compliant, accessible curb ramps. Along with that, you spoke about how we're connecting back to the office. We've chosen the two units closest to the office, and they happen to be the two that where we designed a site plan so that the parking for accessible purposes is right there in front of those units. Additionally, we're connecting all the way back to the pool, which is kind of on the other side of the site. And the goal here is to make this as accessible as we possibly can. The reason we don't feel that the accessible vertical accessibility to the second floor units is there's no additional amenities up there. It's just units. It's the same exact units that are on the ground floor. And we are going kind of above and beyond as far as our limitations requirements go in making the site fully accessible.
Okay. Council, do you have any questions?
This here is Joe DeVecchio. I'd first like to commend the individuals that are principals in this project when I reviewed the drawings, I was pleasantly surprised to see that there seemed to be very good intentions in regards to accommodating people with disabilities. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a recommendation to the Florida State Building Commission that they grant the request for this vertical, the vertical accessibility, on the grounds of economic hardship.
All right. Do we have
one more question?
All right, so Darlene.
Okay. I was going to second it, but that's okay. Somebody else.
I got you, Darlene.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Passes unanimously. Next up is new mezzanine office addition for Prestige Package Incorporated, waiver number 358. Do we have anybody on the line?
This is Andrew Conlon, architect.
Okay. Well, the issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is under design. The compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $98,320. The project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $85,000. The economic threshold is 116%. Applicant alleges the hardship is caused by substantial economic hardship. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to a mezzanine. The project consists of conversion of existing raised area mezzanine over offices into an office and cubicle area for employee use only. The project also includes upgrading the existing stairway to meet current code. The total construction cost for the project is $85,000. The applicant has submitted cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the mezzanine level of $84,000. $53,195 for the installation of an elevator and $45,125 in associated costs for the construction of a mechanical room, elevator pit, and elevator shaft. The applicant has also submitted a cost estimate for a Lula elevator, which has a total amount of $68,900. The lowest accessibility compliance estimate plus the amount spent on accessible features is $98,320, which is 116% of the total project cost. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by substantial economic hardship. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Council members, do you have any questions? Applicant, would you like to make any comments?
I wanted to comment that we're adding more office space upstairs in the mezzanine areas and existing structures. We're just being able to build out some spaces we can put offices in. We do have offices downstairs. There's no need for the type of business would not mean that a person from one office would necessarily need to visit one of his co-workers' offices. So if we were to have a person in a wheelchair needing to looking for a job, we would definitely be able to offer him a downstairs office. And we are upgrading the stairway so that it will have all of the ADA requirements in terms of grass, a handrail, and so on. The existing stairway it does not meet those requirements.
Okay. Council, do you have any questions?
This here is Joe DeRocchio. I appreciate the last individual when they addressed what was going to my question on how they would accommodate the individual if they were to be employed, if they did a disabled individual, if they were to be employed on the site. But that has been addressed, and I appreciate that. Therefore, I'm going to make a recommendation or a motion that we grant the request for waiver to the Florida State Building Commission for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Paul Martell, second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Do we have any general public comments at all? Any other business you would like to discuss? All right, we'll take a roll call here real quick. Joe DelVecchio?
Here.
Okay. Beth Meyer?
Here.
All right. James Willihan?
Here.
Okay. Paul Vixney?
Here.
Darlene Lovell-Crowe?
Here, and I apologize for being late.
No problem. No problem at all. Allison Klein, are you on the call? Paul Martell.
Here.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Y'all have a great weekend, and we will stand adjourned.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.